You're listening to SBS News.
I speak Hindi and Chinese.
So what's your favourite part of preschool?
Playing, sitting down.
Zara is a student at Rhodes Central Preschool Kindergarten and is already speaking three languages. Her teacher, Kay Gion, uses play-based apps so she and her classmates can experience a range of foreign languages.
We have the multicultural background, so we just encourage them to speak their home languages. So we're just learning the number, shape, and all different greeting in Chinese, Korean, Hindi, and sometimes French and Portuguese as well, yeah.
The kindergarten is in Craig Laundy's electorate of Reid in the Sydney suburb of Rhodes. He welcomes the expansion of the program to 13 languages.
We've got kids coming, we've seen it today, coming into this childcare centre with two languages already predominantly under their belt. It shows the propensity of young minds to grasp languages and grow with it. And I think this is an amazing announcement which will build on a strong multicultural platform that we have already in this part of Sydney and empower these children well into the future to outward face the rest of the world and attack it with vigour.
The program was developed in 2015 in response to a decline in the number of students studying foreign languages in the higher levels of schooling. Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham says the expansion will bring the apps to an extra 30,000 children across Australia. Minister Birmingham says children are better able to learn languages by starting early, which is why the program is introduced to children from early childhood.
This is a life-changing program because in the early years of life, it gives children the opportunity to be exposed to languages that they may not otherwise have the chance to learn. And through that exposure to those languages, the children are able to develop their thinking skills, their cognitive skills, their brain development, as well as, we hope, develop a love of language that stays with them into school, beyond school, in terms of what they learn and what they study right through their lives.
The program is available in Hindi, Greek, Arabic, Mandarin, French, Indonesian, Japanese, Italian and Spanish. And the languages being added are Korean, Vietnamese, Turkish and German. Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.